Kyle McKerney was one of the winners at the Country Music Alberta Awards, and he's bringing his show to Edmonton for the Downtown Spark Block Party on June 3rd. And the story goes, you were kind of taking a step back from the music industry, and then success really did come a knocking. Tell us the story.
Yeah, I mean, I was on a six-month tour after my previous band lost its record deal and everything kind of crashed and burned. And that tour was kind of my escape from it all. And I just started thinking about what I wanted to do. And I just didn't know if I wanted to keep pursuing a career in music because it's difficult and there's a lot of pressures and a lot of industry expectation. And I think that when I let go of that and I actually was feeling as though I had quit, I just kind of got back to how it felt as a kid, the love for music and those original feelings and ideas about it. And it just sparked a lot of inspiration. I started writing songs and had some songs that I'd written on that tour. And yeah, that's what started the whole thing, really.
You went back to your earliest memories growing up with your mother's Métis family. Can you give us a little snapshot of what growing up in your family was like?
Yeah, I mean, my mother, it was her parents were my Métis family, and they spoke Cree to each other. And so lots of the grandkids didn't know what they were saying. I think they did it on purpose. They kept us out of the loop. But yeah, it was really cool going out to their place. They lived in a small house in Hudson's Hope, and my grandpa was a mechanic, and grandma was a stay-at-home mom with like eight children. Just lots of love in the household, and lots of neat decorations, and lots of, you know, indigenous artwork and beading, and grandma made bannock all the time, and it was just, you know, different than when I went to my other grandparents' house, I guess. They get that wrong sometimes. The Métis side, my grandma did play a little bit. It was my dad's side that actually was a musical family. Yeah, I don't know where that got to. I've run into that a couple times. My dad's side of the family, they were all musicians and earned a living. My grandparents on that side all played weddings and dances, and that's how they got by.
Right, because you need the music from one side and then the storytelling from the other, and then that's why you became so successful.
Yeah, I guess. I'm not sure, but... That feels good and that feels right. I mean, there's a lot of the connection to the earth and the connection to people and the understanding of that spirit and that side of things that really makes it easy for me to storytell and to find truth within myself.
And you're putting the finishing touches on your second album. Who are some of your musical influences aside from your family?
I like Chris Stapleton a lot. The whole Americana scene, I listen to Jason Isbell quite often. I listen to, you know, the Americana playlists on Spotify and Apple Music. And I really dig that kind of roots alt-country thing. I enjoy Corb's new record. I'm actually doing a thing tonight for Terry Clark's induction into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame on CBC. And so I'm learning a bunch of Canadian songs right now, learning some Gordon Lightfoot and Ian Tyson, Brian Adams, and doing a song with Terry tonight. Yeah, it's cool. It's too cool to look into that stuff as well. It's beautiful songwriting, and I'm enjoying it a lot.
You've been through it, you know, the burnout, the success. What words would you have for anyone starting out on the journey of music?
I think it's important just to not take it too seriously. I mean, it's just music at the end of the day. I think that's an important thing to really know and to just be yourself and write from the heart and really just let the industry come to you and don't pander. Just let your time come.
So you're going to be joining, you know, sharing the stage. William Prince will be here. There's a couple of other acts that are going to be here as well. What is the best part about getting up on stage?
My favorite part of it is definitely just the connection as human beings with the audience, with the people on stage. Just that moment in time becomes special and you almost get outside your body and you kind of, you know, experience this wormhole or loop where it doesn't feel like it really exists. It's the coolest rush because it's so transcendent and beyond the human realm. It's a very spiritual thing.
Well, we cannot wait to see you. McDonald Drive, the Downtown Spark Block Party, June 3rd, totally free. RavenRadio.ca has more details. And we've also got the link to Kyle's website so you can follow him as well. Kyle, thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.